Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divinity Spiritual Online Meditation of the Week. Today's meditation is going to be done by Mary Margaret Zenholm. She is the director of Divinity Spiritual Online, and she's going to do a meditation on the chakras today, and you'll learn, which is what we like to do here. I know you've heard this before, but we do not preach, we teach. So without any further ado, Mary Margaret, how are you today?
I am great. Thank you, Jeannie. Hi, everybody. So glad to be here. And today, you know, I just don't do this because I think of chakras for today. Everything I do is really under divine guidance. And what I was told by my guide, Divine Spirit, the Divine Holy Spirit, was that there are so many people that are, you know, they're familiar with the chakras. Some people don't even know what the word chakra is. And that's what Divine Spirit was saying, that we're here to teach. This meditation is going to help us to locate the chakras, to explain a little bit about the chakras. We're going to take our time. We're going to bring in the frequency of the chakras. And if you were here in person, I'd be taking the efficiency of every chakra of these seven. Now, understand that so many people aren't familiar with this at all. So I would say to all of you, just stay tuned because there's going to be many, many lessons. I have much information, especially after my near-death experience. There is much that I have to share. Now, for all of you, please sit in a very comfortable position and take a deep, slow, spiritual breath. And just listen to my voice and try to visualize whenever you can. There are seven chakras of this third dimension. They hold the energy together. Remember, we're just a bunch of molecules bouncing around. And these seven chakras hold this energy together in solid form for us. And each chakra is so important. The root chakra in the groin and in the energy of prosperity, in the energy of the sex drive, and so forth. The energy of the solar plexus, that energy of the ovaries, and the energy of pregnancy, and so forth. And the energy of solar plexus, just above that, on the solar plexus itself, is your power chakra, the solar plexus. And within the power chakra, if so many of us give our energy away, that's why today's meditation, I think, is going to be really important, because we're going to bring back all power. This is power chakra, all power that we've given away. And how do we give it away? We give it away through codependency, getting angry at someone, and so forth. So the solar plexus, we're going to spend a little bit more time on. the heart chakra, which is self-explanatory, but I want you to remember that with the heart chakra, there can be cords and ties to those who might love you or might not have loved you. There could be severe heartache there. We're going to clear all that out today. Now, the throat chakra, within the throat chakra, we look at the energy of our speech and our thoughts of speaking, and are they positive? Are they negative? Are we speaking our truth? Because there can be a terrible energy placed within the throat chakra if we're not speaking our truth. Or if we feel that we can't speak, that also causes blockages here. Now, the third eye. Now, with many people, that is just starting to develop. And the third eye has always been the energy of third and fourth dimensional sight, spiritual sight. And later on, we're going to get into the other chakras that show the sight of the higher dimensions. The crown chakra is our connection with spirit, our connection with all that is that part of our spiritual realm. Because remember, we each have our own spiritual realm. We're not always sharing the same. We have created so much from just being created here. So as we do this meditation, we're going to bring in the energy. I'll have you note where the chakra is, and then I want you to bring in the energy with me to heal that chakra, to release anything. Just repeat after me and let us see if we can really allow you to be your optimum self, your energy, your mind, your ability to think, your ability to have good sex, your ability to do so much is based on these chakras. All right, everybody, here we go. I'd like you to call forth the energy of the most holy divine spirit, the deliverer and spirit that bring us into our spiritual mind and our spiritual self. Take a deep breath, please. As this divine spirit gently surrounds your face and your neck, your head, you take a little breath and you feel that part of your body really relax. And as that same energy of the deliverer, the Holy Spirit, surrounds your shoulders, your upper chest, your upper back, your upper arms, you feel the energy of all stress just gently leave. And take a deep breath now. Just release that. Release that stress. Meditations work better when you are totally relaxed. And you'll notice with all my meditations, I do a pre-set type thing like this so that you relax. Take another little breath. And as the energy of the Divine Spirit comes down over your midriff, your middle back, your lower back, your buttocks and your pelvis, all of that just gently relaxes. Your mind is relaxing with every breath that we take, and you feel the energy of this as it totally allows you peace and calm. And this same energy of the most holy divine spirit surrounds your thighs, your knees, your legs, your ankles, your feet. And now you are totally surrounded and supported by the Holy Divine Spirit, that of true greatness, that which saves us from even ourselves sometimes. Now, take a little breath. Now, as we look at the chakras, I want you to go to the root chakra. Place your hand there, right above the groin. And with the help of the most divine Holy Spirit, we say, I now release any negativity, negative emotions, and negative energies within my root chakra. Clear these energies now. Cleanse and purify my root chakra. And align it to my cosmic template of my most high self. Take a deep breath now. Bringing in the color red, fire engine red, right into this chakra. Now all chakras contain all frequencies. But for these now, I'm going to give you the dominant colors. They just have them in different amounts. Take a deep breath. Very good, very good. And now, the sacral plexus, you know, here we're going to release a lot of betrayal, a lot of disappointment, especially in intimate relationships. So, take a moment and realize those things that have hurt you in this lifetime. As we say, repeat after me, please. By the power and the authority of Divine Spirit, I now release all betrayal, all disappointment in negative relationships, negative memories, and those things that interfere with my relationships now. You'll find there's many of that. Take a deep breath. Gently clear these things and cleanse and purify my sacral plexus, bringing in the beautiful color of orange, allowing that orange to come into our sacral plexus, filling us and allowing our frequency to become balanced and healthy. Very good. And now the solar plexus. This is the power chakra. And as I said, you know, codependency, we're all codependent to a certain degree. But what happens sometimes is our power is given to that person. And then we are depleted. Within the solar plexus chakra, we want to release those things that are codependent. We want to release those things that have hurt us. Because if we get hurt or we get angry, we're going to have that's what causes a lot of codependent ties and relationships. All right, take a deep breath. Here we go. By the power and the authority of Divine Spirit and all that I am, gently clear all codependent energies that are not mine and ties of codependency. Gently change all of my codependent energies to the energies of health, to the energies of balance, to the energy of happiness. Cleanse and purify my solar plexus chakra and return all power that is mine. Feel the power as it comes back to you from any man, woman, or child, from any situation. And now see the beautiful color of yellow as it comes in now. You're bringing it in. Divine Spirit's helping you into the solar plexus, allowing you to be stronger in any situation. A beautiful color of yellow. And now as we go to the heart, we know that we've suffered heartache, disappointment, and unless we clear that, then it's not going to gently release. So as we come to the heart chakra, put your hand on your heart, we're going to release those things that are lowering the frequency of the heart chakra and returning you to perfect health. So by the power and the authority of Divine Spirit and all that I am and all that I have ever been, I now gently release all heartache, all grief, all sorrow, especially in any relationship I might have had in this lifetime and all lifetimes. Cleanse and purify my heart chakra. And now we want to bring in that beautiful forest green, that deep green, and fill our heart space, fill our heart chakra with that. And know that we are balancing out our entire body today. And we are going to go for optimum health as we clear and align these chakras. As we go to the throat chakra, we all have had things that we wanted to say and didn't. We all have had things where we might have to sugarcoat. And you know, that causes a blockage within that throat chakra. So we're going to release those blockages, and we're going to bring in the beautiful color of blue, that patriotic blue. Take a deep breath by the power and the authority of Divine Spirit. I now decree the energies of my unspoken words, that speech that I could not release for any reason, or for those words that I have sugarcoated, gently release now. Cleanse and purify all negative energies and emotions within my throat chakra. Take a deep breath now and bring in that patriotic blue. Just fill that chakra. And allow your frequency within your throat chakra just to gently align and to the highest and the best now. And then as we go to the third eye on your forehead there, put your hand there. Here, there could be any number of things. If you've hit your head, if you've been in an accident, we've got to release those things because they too can be interfering. Or if you've had any kind of infection in the sinuses, we're going to release that today as well. Repeat after me, please. By the power and the authority of the most holy divine spirits, it is now commanded and so decreed. All negative energy, infection, accident, anything from an accident, any energies that are negative in any way, leave now. Spirit gently clear all energies that are not of love and light. Cleanse and purify all my third eye. And now bring in the color of indigo to fill that chakra and continue to cleanse and purify even after this meditation is over. And then your crown chakra, you know, the soft spot that we were born with, that is where the crown chakra is. And that is our connection with Prime Creator. That is how the energy that we are is brought in, the prana is brought into this body, to this life. So we want to clear this by saying, Divine Spirit, please clear any energies, any negative energies of my crown chakra. Take a little breath on that. Gently cleanse and purify my crown chakra. And reinforce the energy of receiving prana from the Creator. If anything interferes with the prana of the Creator, gently release it now. Align all that I am to the cosmic template of my most high self, the root, the sacral, the solar, the heart, the throat, the third eye, and the crown. Be filled with the energy of Prime Creator and the energy of the Most Holy Divine Spirit. Now, for some of you, this may not have any effect. You might not be familiar with meditation. And I do meditation in a little bit different way sometimes. But the energy of who you are recognizes, your spirit recognizes these things. So if you cannot resonate with some of this, come back. Come back at a later date and listen to this. Remember, I like to teach. That's why I do it this way. And you can listen to this as often as possible. As often as you want to, any of the shows. Now, if you have any questions, if there's something that I can help you with in regards to this meditation or our healing or readings, whatever, then please call me at 513-289-2914, because I'm sure some of you will have some questions. So I thank you all for listening. Jeannie?
Thank you. That was wonderful. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
And we'll be rebroadcasting this as well. But like Mary Margaret said, you can just come back to this meditation and do it as often as you feel necessary. Now, tonight at 5, we have our show, Messages, Healing, and Prosperity, where we answer your calls. The audience calls in and get a free reading, or maybe there's a message from Divine Spirit for you. So that's tonight at 5 to 6. Friday, we have Healing for All. That's also another call-in show. Now, that's at noon to 1 Eastern time. So if you're sick or you know anybody who is sick, please give us a call, and we'll see what Divine Spirit has for you. And in these shows, and more specifically that one on Friday, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn how to heal yourself, and then maybe you're interested in taking a class on how to heal others. But in any case, just please tune in, because it's really worth it. And I know, because I speak from experience. So Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern time, we have our Sunday service, Divinity Spiritual Online Sunday service, also filled with powerful healings, high vibrations, and again, you're going to learn. And then look for us on Mondays at 3 and Tuesdays at 7 every other week for channeling, which very, very important messages from Divine Spirit, angels, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, the Blessed Mother, and this information needs to get out, especially at this time. You know, humanity is going through a change, and there are a lot of things going on around us that we need to be prepared for and know about. So once again, Mary Margaret, thank you. That was fantastic.
Thank you, Jeannie.
I will see you at 5 o'clock.
Thank you all.
You're very welcome. Yes, thank you all, and hopefully you'll call us at 5 o'clock. Everybody have a fantastic day, and we'll see you soon. Thanks.
You are heard. You